I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL. We're happy to welcome back flutist Deanna Little, this time with Rebecca Murphy, who will also play flutes, and Wendell Little on piano for music of Joseph Aikens, Paul Austerfield, and Bruce Dudley, part of Deanna's Coat of Many Colors Dolly project. Is that a good way to set that up for you?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us here. We are really excited to present some more music from this project. Today we'll be playing three more compositions from the Dolly Project, and there are a total of seven. All of these were able to happen through a grant through MTSU, a Faculty Research and Creative Project grant. And the composers were asked to take a work of Dolly Parton's and create a composition that included flute. And they were could be creative and choose different settings and different instruments to play with. The first piece is by Joseph Aikens, who is a recording industry faculty at MTSU, and his piece is for flute and piano, entitled Just For Me, which he takes as part of the lyrics of Coat of Many Colors. And this kind of connects to Dolly's original composition, Coat of Many Colors, through really the simplicity, the folk-like melodies, and of course the title. Thank you.
That's Just For Me, music by Joseph Akins, played by flutist Deanna Little and pianist Wendell Little, live in Studio C. Deanna is here with more pieces from her Dolly project. It's a lovely piece by Joseph Akins. Tell us again about Joseph.
Joseph is a recording industry faculty at MTSU, and he's also a pianist, and he does write a lot of his own music. And I think this is probably one of the first or second pieces that he's written that is for piano and another instrument.
Mm-hmm. Well, more about your Dolly project. How long has this been going on? Is it completed? Do you have seven pieces?
Yes, there are seven pieces completed, and we have premiered them on one live recital. And over the summer, we recorded all of the pieces. John Hill, recording engineer at MTSU, recorded all of the pieces. And he's currently in the editing process. And so the end product, we will have a CD entitled Inspirations from Tennessee, because the idea behind the project is to take a Tennessee-born songwriter, composer, Dolly Parton, and then have works commissioned through Tennessee composers and then Tennessee performing artists, as well as Tennessee recording engineers and artwork for the CD.
Well, that's great. Well, her song, Coat of Many Colors, is an iconic song in American history. So it's wonderful that you're doing that. Well, I'm going to get to participate in this next one. You want to set this one up for us, Deanna?
Yes, this is the one piece on the project that does not use Coat of Many Colors as an inspiration. When I first started asking composers to participate in the project, one of the faculty, composition faculty at MTSU, Paul Osterfield, he at the time had just received in the mail a book called I Am a Rainbow, written by Dolly Parton through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And he had been reading it to his daughter. So he asked if it would be okay if he used this book as his inspiration. And so therefore the text of the book is interspersed throughout the piece. And actually, on the CD, his daughter will be narrating, and she's five. So that was a really fun project to experience, and she did a fabulous job narrating for the project. The piece, what I love about it is, even though it's a children's book, it has a really lovely message for youths ages 1 to 100. It's about emotions and it being okay to have different emotions, but how you act is the important part.
So this is I Am a Rainbow. Colors make up our whole world. Everything we say and do. But did you know each boy and girl is made of colors too? When I'm tickled pink, it means I'm feeling dandy. Everything is great and as sweet as cotton candy. Thank you. But guess what happens when my sister pulls my hair? I turn red, and I'm as angry as a bear. If Mommy says, "Time out," I pout for a minute or two. Then I get bored and sad and feel kind of blue. Sometimes I get jealous. Then I'm feeling green. That happens when I'm left out of a happy scene. When I'm feeling scared, kids call me yellow, but I can find my courage and be a brave fellow. When we all play together, it makes me feel so cozy. My mind is joyful and everything is rosy. So remember, as you go from hue to hue, that each and every person has feelings too. It's not always up to you the way that you feel. But how you act is a different deal. So be a rainbow, shine above. And filter all your glow through love. It's nature's way, these colors you show. So simply say, I am a rainbow. I Am a Rainbow by Paul Austerfield, played live in Studio C by flutist Deanna Little, with yours truly, Will Griffin, doing the narration of that fine text from a children's book by Dolly Parton called I Am a Rainbow. Thank you, Deanna, for allowing you to take part in that performance today of music of Paul Austerfield.
That was a great job. Just step right in and do it easily. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to do it. I know Paul's a fine composer and a great colleague down at MTSU, so I'm happy that you guys are here today.
It's really been a real fun piece to work on because when we are performing it live, we'll use a screen with some slides from the book. And so we not only relate the different sections with emotions, but there's a color that goes along with every emotion in the book. So it's, you know, a really almost a chromesthetic, or what you would call a chromesthetic experience mm-hmm. with colors and emotions and the, mm-hmm. the music.
Well, lovely. Well, Rebecca Murphy, your colleague flutist from MTSU, is going to join you on this next piece, and it is by Bruce Dudley.
This piece, the title is Flute of Many Colors, and what is really cool is we get to play all of the members of the flute family. We are covering piccolo, alto flute, bass flute, contrabass flute, and C flute. And this piece relates to Dolly's song, Coat of Many Colors, with kind of the imagery of a rustic scene, with the tonal or the tonality of the resilience of the child in the story, Coat of Many Colors, and some ideas of how the piece ties together sort of reflect upon the mother's sewing abilities. He has maybe a rhythmic motive that appears in the song here or there that you may be able to recognize. But this has been a really fun piece and challenging to put together just with all the different instruments. Thank you.
That's called Flute of Many Colors, written by Bruce Dudley, performed live in Studio C by Deanna Little on flutes, Rebecca Murphy on flutes, and Wendell Little on piano. What a wonderful piece of music. Amazing to think that that sprouted from an actual event. Dolly Parton, young, poor Dolly Parton's mother sewing her a patchwork coat, an event just done out of necessity, what, in the middle of the 20th century, still sprouting beautiful flowers in the early part of the 21st century. Beautiful.
It's been a really fun project. Everybody has been so willing and helpful and creative, and it's really been very worthwhile and rewarding to do.
Well, we should mention, too, that Bruce Dudley is well-known in jazz circles here in town, creative circles. He's a wonderful jazz pianist and teacher as well. So thank you, Bruce, for writing this piece for Deanna and everyone.
Yes, thank you for performing today. And thank you very much for having us here.
Great. We'll have you back again for sure. I'm Bill Griffin. Coming up next week, more flute, this time from the Baroque era with Baroque flutist Jessica Donovan and friends. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C.